Hey. Okay, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show. And Kelly's here, and we've got Bridget and Paul diving right back into Blown Off. Bridget, it was two dates, right?
Yes.
Paul, you're there?
Yep.
You heard what Bridget said a second ago, that like you guys like talked about how you had like this crazy connection, even though it was just two dates,
like
right?
Soulmates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you say she's going to break your heart?
Yeah.
I mean, she's moving out of state. She's going to Florida.
Oh.
Oh, well, okay.
This is why? Because I mentioned that I might have this opportunity in Florida that I might take. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
So that makes
Wait,
more
so,
sense.
Wait, so you are moving or you might be moving or...
Well, I mean, possibly, but maybe. I mean, I have a really awesome opportunity in Fort Lauderdale. I'd be house-sitting for this couple that live overseas for the majority of the time, and their house is gorgeous, right on the water. I can work from home. I also have some family down there, so I'm just considering maybe moving, but I haven't decided.
And well,
it doesn't matter. We can still continue to get to know each other, Paul. Like, what? I don't understand why... stop having this great connection because I might go do something in the future. That's silly.
Okay. So,
well, we do have a great connection, but but I'm just not into long distance relationships. I just 100% know for a fact that they don't work, and I really won't let myself go through that.
Okay.
Huh.
Paul, there are flights.
Oh, Bridget really is working for this.
Yeah.
And we could go back and forth, and there's FaceTime. Like, we can do this if you're willing to. Relationships are not based on location.
I don't know, Bridget. I just don't think I can do it. I really, really can't, you know? I already know what's going to happen, and it's impossible. If you choose not to go, I, you know, hope that you would contact me because I really would love to continue this.
Well, oh, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. Can't we just keep hanging out while I even decide if I'm leaving?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
This
is a tough one.
Yeah, this is really tough. I don't know what I would do either.
Can I, Bridget, like how soon do you need to decide if you move?
I have to decide within the next month, and then I would be moving in 2 months.
Okay.
This is a tough one,
wow.
Bridget.
And
I'm going to be honest.
And it's not just like for a season or something. Like you would be moving there indefinitely, at least as long as this situation lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But like, think about it. You come and visit me, and then I'm in this awesome mansion. You don't have to pay for anything.
I mean, that does sound fun.
Right, well, there's that.
Oh, that does sound fun.
Look, I really am interested in you. It's just way too soon to make a decision like this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what you should do.
Well, because it's almost like you have to decide...
now.
...if you're going to be in a serious relationship. Like...
Two dates.
Right.
Yeah.
We
know what
can't
happens.
Really.
You could be married.
Do you want to maybe put this out for listeners to get feedback on?
That's not a bad idea.
Have you already, Paul? Do you feel like you've already made a decision?
I mean, pretty much. Yeah. Like, I know I don't want to be part of a long distance relationship, so I just don't want it to go any farther because it sounds like that's probably what's going to happen. You know.
And then what if, Bridget, you decide not to go to pursue this relationship and then things...
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I should have taken...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of different what-ifs in this scenario.
Do you have... Paul, is your job mobile at all, or are you here?
No, I'm here. That's the thing. My life is here.
Hmm.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Yeah. I see both scenarios and, like... you know, sometimes you can jump right into something and it works out. Sometimes you can jump right into something and it doesn't.
Yep.
And if you make a decision, how about this? You, Bridget, you said you have a month to decide.
Yeah.
Okay. How about if, you know, you guys maybe pump the brakes a little bit, but still spend some time together over the next month?
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm concerned about, because then I'll develop feelings and end up in a long-distance thing, which I just know has just not worked out for me in the past. It's not going to work out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So this is the long-distance thing is there's a history there, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would just keep in touch.
Yeah. Keep it casual and friendly, and maybe this will work out at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like
it's just
the right people, bad time, right? But then you don't want to wait around.
Yeah, don't wait around.
God, this is a tough one.
I know, it is a tough one.
Well, good luck to you both. I think we got to leave it there, I guess. I don't feel comfortable telling you what to do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yeah. Was it really? All right. Bye, Bridget. Thanks for reaching out.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I'm moving
on. You know, normally I have a firm opinion on these things.
I know.
If you'd like to chime in, maybe you've been there before. 79 Coast is our number to call or text. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And if you're ever getting blown off, go to coast931.com. You're on The Blake Show. Yeah,